Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I don't know about anybody else, but the blog, the devotions, the article series, the podcasts, they just consistently and repeatedly prick my spirit to make me hungrier and hungrier and hungrier to go further and deeper.
Okay, the way you get to this is you go to articles.
You go to the bottom on readmk.com. Mm-hmm.
Go to the bottom of the
page. You've got articles, books, booklets, and devotionals. Okay. You go to the article section.
Okay.
And then it's at the bottom. Those are the list of the series. And at the bottom is Waging War.
Okay. So I'm just going to read the first couple of things from it. Paul called Timothy to be a soldier detached and focused. But this is the interesting thing. From his second imprisonment, a prison without freedom, Paul wrote to his son in the Lord and trained him for the life of discipline as a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:4. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. I've had that verse, but I'm telling you, I've been under attack for several years to get away from that, because that's one of my life scriptures. Not entangled with the affairs of everyday life. An important phrase, active service. Spiritual warfare is being compared to active service on current duty, fully involved in military assignment today. Such an on-duty believer lives as restricted a life as does a soldier at war, not enmeshed in politics, not a part of emotional rallies, not interested in petty opinions, nor swayed by lesser occupation. The spiritual soldier, as trained by Paul, was no self-important spectator puffed up in endless talk. He was in the battle, in the race, and squarely in the ring of frontline action.
Well, the cool thing is that a soldier, a true soldier, is always connected to his authority, the platoon leader and the colonel and the chief and commander. You know, he's always connected.
Good point. Always under authority.
He's always under authority.
That's what he learns in order to be a soldier.
Yeah, if you're not under authority, you'll be distracted and by everything.
And endanger everybody and threaten the loss of the battle.
But if you're under authority, but so that what I'm seeing is that in your warfare, your spiritual warfare, you have to be under authority, but you also have to have your ear on the commander in chief, who is God. You have to be listening to him.
Yes.
You have to be in relationship,
yes,
and listening to him. You have to be involved with him on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's relationship with the authority and with the authority.
The delegated authority and the principal authority being God.
Yes, and that's how you go into war.
And you go in together.
You don't go in as a renegade. You don't go in as a maverick.
You'll be shot.
And rightly so, you need to be.
Rightly so. Mm-hmm.
But if I'm literally, and see, there's where the love is again. I love the authority I am under, and I love him as my authority, and I love that chain of authority, and I love the my ears is hearing, mm-hmm, and I'm not involved with all the baloney that's going on around. I'm on that.
Well, this is what the Lord gave me years ago, and always the enemy wants to make me forget it. The Lord gave me this mandate and this statement, and he's had me write it down, and he said, this is your battle orders. I am not involved in any human conflicts. They have no reality. I am not committed to any human goals. They have no reality. I'm not bound to any human institution. They have no reality. I'm not enmeshed in any human relationships. They have no reality. Only God's will, God's purpose, and God's thoughts have supreme reality for my life.
I love that quote.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's from him.
I could wave it over my head like a banner.
Oh.
That's my hope, and that's my commitment. It may not be my reality all the time, but that's...
And you know, John, that comes across sometimes to people who live in this messy, gushy human connection as that makes me appear to some people as hard because I'm on a mission. I'm on a goal. I'm at war. I've said to people, this is where I'm going. Don't get in my way. I've said it in conferences. This is where I'm going. Don't bother me. And yet, if you'll go with me, the zeal of the Lord, can capture you, others, into this, to this same very, almost severe, according to a complacent, decadent life, even in Christianity, this is severe. And the training is severe. The training in warfare is very severe. We're in it right now.
Needs to be.
It has to be because the war is real. And really the only war is to identify the enemy and stop him. We don't have to fight. The fight is over. The fight was won on the cross. And that's the theme of my book, when the Holy Spirit will finish it after much prayer.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.